Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Yeah, you do.
Ah, there we go.
You sure do. Welcome to the lady gang podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining on us. And if you're new, make sure you head over to iTunes and subscribe, and leave us 5 stars and a nice review. We just posted a nice review someone had given us.
She also wrote us back on Twitter.
So
she's
nice.
Like, I can't believe they posted me.
It's really nice. See, we read everything because we're insane like that. You can always listen to the podcast on podcastone.com and the Podcast One app. And you can also follow us on at The Lady Gang on Instagram and Twitter, or go to theladygang.com. And P.S., while you're over at theladygang.com, make sure that you sign up to receive our newsletter, because every Tuesday we drop a deuce in your inbox.
A big
but
one.
It's full of glitter. And we love it so much. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Are you guys ready for
good week?
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Kelty, I feel like we never start
with
you.
Oh, yes.
We don't.
Kelty, let's hear it.
I have good week, bad week, light this week.
I feel like mine are light as well.
I'm going to start with a good. It's just a little thing. I discovered that I have a new favorite word that I'll be using in conjunction with everything good and bad from on,
which is
bleak.
Bleak is bad. Bleak is not a good word.
Yeah, but it's a good week because she likes the use of the word.
But I think she said she was using the word.
I can't use it as bleak. No. I mean,
like,
yeah, you're right.
Bleak. That's like
right. You're right. So I'll only use it in negative words. But I just love the word bleak.
I like that.
Like, how are you feeling, bleak?
Where
how
did
do
this
I look?
Come from?
Bleak. I don't know. I think I heard Mariah Carey use it.
Of course she did.
And she's always like, it was a bleak moment, honey. Like, that's do you follow her on Instagram?
God.
Her Instagram's amazing.
No.
Everything's a moment. She's like, it was a water moment. And it's just her, like, drinking a water.
Everything is a moment for her.
No, it's amazing. Anyway, she used his bleak. And I'm just going to, you know.
Congrats.
How's your latte?
Bleak.
How are those period cramps? Bleak.
So everything is just kind of mundane and
bleak.
Ooh,
and bleak.
All right.
I'm just
so
bleak. That's it.
Your good week.
That's a great week, Kelty.
You like
discovered a new word.
What was your bad week?
Oh, okay. So I went to get a Brazilian wax.
Me too.
At this Russian place that I've been going for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent $14 wax. Like, just
whoa,
they
cheap.
Will get in your butt for 14 bucks. Anyway, so I don't know the protocol of, like, what you're supposed to do while someone has you like pulling your butt cheeks apart to wax
you
your nether regions.
Conversation.
I make conversation. Is that incorrect?
No, I talk. I am actually very close with my waxer.
Okay. You are.
Like, we know all about each other's lives. I know how many siblings she has. I know where she's from. Like, she's all up in my vagina. We might as well be friends.
Are you a talker at your waxer?
I get lasered. And okay. I usually just, like, ask questions about the process. Like, I want to know, like, the scientifics behind everything.
Okay. So, the place that I go, there's, like, a rotating cast of Russian women. I don't know if I've ever had the same person twice. And so I do the nervous chatter, like, oh, I'm going here, da-da-da. And you're just, like, laying there, and you're just, like, naked, and you're about to, like, have some pain. And they're just, like, flip over, pull your butt cheeks apart. Anyway, so I'm on my back. We're doing the front section, and I've got the one leg straight, one leg turned to the side. You guys know the position. Yep. Assume the bikini line position. And I let out a big fart.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Wait, was it like a noisy one or was it a smelly one?
It was just a noisy one. And honestly, the first thing I thought about was to two of you.
Holy shit. Even I wouldn't do that.
Wait. It just slipped out.
Oh my God. Guilty. You can't go back there. You need to send them flowers.
I was so embarrassed. It did not smell. But you know, you're also laying on that like weird plasticky paper.
Yeah.
And I felt like I like did like a vibration and like skimmed off the paper into the nether regions of the awful wax room.
That was not a bleak bad week.
That was an amazing bad week.
Anyway, has no one's ever done that before?
No. And it's my biggest fear.
And the thing is I couldn't tell. Here's like the real bleakest moment. God. Like I'm classifying it as a fart.
Was it a queef?
It was a queef.
It was a queef.
Oh my God.
This just keeps getting worse.
I don't know.
How do you not know?
Wait, what was her reaction?
Nothing. The Russian stoic could
not. You know they've seen that show.
Oh, they've seen the crate. And here's the thing. I always am super nice when I go in for my wax. I do like a nice clean. Like I make sure that this is like a fresh vagina you are working on. You know, like you don't want a snail trail vagina. You know?
My.
Anyway, I don't know what it was. It came out. I was embarrassed.
Okay.
Am I alone? Twitter. Tell us at the Lady Gang, has this ever happened to anyone else? Make me feel less alone.
My best friend queefed twice in a yoga class, and I've never seen mortification like that in my life. But that may take the cake.
Thank you.
Wait, I am going to switch my bad week, and I'm jumping in right now because this is related. Because mine might be a little bit worse.
Oh, God.
So I almost let out a little too during a sexy time situation that was happening.
Like,
Face down there?
His face was down there.
Oh, God.
And I wasn't going to talk about this, but now I feel like it's related.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was doing his thing, and then I just feel a little bit of rumbling in my tummy because we just had sushi, and it makes me a little tooty.
Yeah.
And I literally, number one, I was also thinking of you guys when this was happening, so you entered my mind during a sexual experience. But I was literally, he was down there, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got a toot. And I, like, pushed him off.
Wait, you told him?
Yeah.
You're insane.
What did he say?
He was like, but he's like the most awesome guy.
Did he
tell
you to poot on his face?
He's like, it's okay, dude. Like, I can, like, position you. He's so weird, but it was really bad. I've never had to do that before.
That's how people get pink eye.
Well, good thing I didn't toot in his eyeball.
Oh, my God.
And then I had never ended
up tooting. Have officially passed the threshold of new love.
I love how everybody gives me such a hard time about farting in front of my boyfriend. I love it. But you guys are sickos. I would never even think.
Why am I a sicko?
To talk about farting in a sexual moment. You compartmentalize that shit.
Okay. Compartmentalize in your body?
No, you fix it. You either run to the bathroom because you have to, like, pee.
I never ended up tooting anyways.
But you didn't. You held it in.
Yeah. I think it got bleak. Scared and it, like, swooped back up in my body.
Oh, my God. Okay,
Jack,
so
your bad week was bleak.
And what about your good week?
My good week is, this is so stupid, this is my good week, but I just joined the best Facebook group ever.
What?
It's called Dog Spotting. And basically it's just a Facebook group that people just post pictures of dogs that they see out in the world, but they have very strict rules. You're not allowed to post like a known dogs. You can't post your own dog. You can't post your friend's dog. You can't be at a dog park.
Oh.
So they have this very strict ruling, And then you get judged on your dog post, and people give you plus ones from it if it's, like, for different reasons.
Another way for people to waste time while at work.
I think that's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
All of my time on dog spotting, and I need to show you guys the best dog spot.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty great.
It's so fun for, like, a dog lover. And then every time I see dogs, I'm like, spot it. And then I take a picture and try to post it and become...
Do they have to accept your post?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this dog has sunglasses on and a bandana. Becca, get into that.
You know you like that.
I mean, I only like my dog. I'm like one of those parents who doesn't like kids, but I like my own.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about dogs.
I like all dogs except for non-smushy dogs.
How was your bleak week?
My bleak week. Okay, so here's my bad week. My boyfriend and I were in Atlanta, and we were going out with friends. And he has a single guy friend who I love, who met a girl he's really excited about. And she's really pretty and great and, you know, whatever. So I was, like, really her cheerleader. But then his name is Robert, and he looks at me when we're going out for drinks or whatever, and he's like – And I was like, oh, you know, Adrian, she's so cute. Like, I love her for you. And I was like, I guess her height came up. And she's about my height, which is a little under 5'3". And he was like, yeah, when I first started dating her, I actually asked Zach, my boyfriend, if it was like kind of a thing for him that he had to get over your height.
What? What?
It's not like
we're legal little people. So apparently there's guys out there who actually...
How tall is he?
What?
Like 6 feet tall. But apparently it's considered like a handicap to be our height. And I just went 30 years without ever knowing that.
I thought being shorty was cute.
No, some. I guess the new thing now, because of Adam Levine, is like getting an Amazon. Yeah. But it's like, you know what? That's cute on like some people, but... I don't know. I've always thought that being shorter was for a girl. Like I
you're
kind
so
of
petite.
Got, yeah. I got like the long end of the stick. Apparently, some guys see it as
a
short
it
end.
It is the short end.
Wow.
That is so
no
weird.
No pun intended.
Flaw.
It's a flaw.
That's like a height is a thing that girls usually care about. Guys are just like, eh, whatever.
Does it have a vagina?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like he had to pull my boyfriend aside and ask if it was a big deal. Like I had webbed toes. Like,
I thought he was maybe like a deal breaker? Tall or something.
No, he's not tall. I mean, he's average.
I think that you're a really nice height.
Thank you.
You always look really good in clothes.
Thank you. Sometimes
I'm jealous that you have a short midsection.
I have a short every section.
Yeah, you do.
What size are your feet? You're 5'2".
My feet are like 6.5.
Oh. We have the same size feet, but I'm 4 inches taller than you.
Wait, how tall are you?
5'6.5. How tall are you?
5'7".
Ooh. That's why your legs look so long in your Instagram posts.
I'm that supermodel height. You know?
You are. Okay, so that was my bad week. My good week was I was at the gas station in Beverly Hills just down the street. Mm. And I was coming from a meeting. And I am like a 0 to 100 type of girl where I'm either in no makeup and sweatpants, which is like 90% of my life. But if I have a meeting or something work related, I go full on.
Beauty. Glam Becca.
Yeah. Not like fake eyelashes craziness. Just like really putting in the time to get ready. So I'm at the gas station. This was one of the days I was leaving a meeting and I'm pumping gas. Or no.
Paparazzi.
No. I'm waiting to pump gas and there's a G-Wagon in front of me.
G-Wagon.
A G-Wagon's like one of those massive.
It's like the Nazi cars.
Utilitarian Mercedes.
Okay.
Like, the big box, the Mercedes big box.
Oh, yeah, those are cool. Yeah. Beyonce and Jay-Z had one, right?
Yeah, all the rich people do.
Basically.
I want one.
So I pull up to the pump and the nozzle won't reach my gas because this G-Wagon is so massive. I actually need them to like move their car up to do it. So I pull up and I see the driver of the G-Wagon is like this, like, I don't know, 35-year-old guy. And he like looks at me and like gives me a little smile. Meanwhile, I'm on the phone with my boyfriend at the time. And I'm like, this jackass sees me waiting. Like I am waiting to pull my car up so that I can actually pump gas.
It was Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
Okay.
I love your guesses.
Everything's Jake Gyllenhaal.
So he keeps smiling at me and I'm like, clearly he's an asshole.
Is
and
he
he's
hot?
He was like fine looking.
Okay.
So I'm like,
He was bleak.
So I'm like, well, now I'm going to have to ask him to move his car. And it's just awkward. Like, can't you just read the signals? So he looks at me and I'm like, hey, I actually can't reach the pump. Like, can you move up a little bit? And he's like, I'll move up if you tell me your name. Like, ooh. Hi, I'm Becca. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm Harrison.
Harrison Ford?
No. Oh. This is amazing. And I'm
keep casting calls.
Okay. And
you're in Beverly Hills.
I'm in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And then he's like, well, actually, I'll do it if you give me your number. And on the phone with my boyfriend who hears this whole thing. And I was like, oh, I'm actually on the phone with my boyfriend. I don't think he'd like that. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, he literally acted like a bomb was attached to my
body. Bro code. Bro code. I like it.
But I really liked it because it's not often that my boyfriend, like, hears people hit on me or sees them hit on me. Because he's, like, a big guy. So no sane man would ever hit on me in front of
when
him.
He was around,
so this was a way for someone to hit on me in front of him.
And he's, like, a fly
Did
on the
you
wall.
Feel super sexy? You were like, yeah, you got me.
I was like, I still got it.
Yeah, girl. Only when you're made up, though, right?
That's it. That's the moral the of the story.
And tomorrow at 7-Eleven in your sweatpants, the homeless guy will hit on you.
Not even.
You wish.
All right, what's coming up, Kelsey?
Oh, we're very excited because today we are going to answer our own Lady Gang quiz questions. But more importantly, we have a special guest, Becca. Why don't you tell us all about our special guest?
Our special guest.
Super famous guy.
It's a super famous dude named Zach Martin who is crazy enough to date me. And even crazier to come on the Lady Gang and ask all your dating questions.
Think like a man. Like? We love it.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
I'm so excited about this.
Other than fancy, he's our first man.
It's just weird to have these biceps in the room. And we're very excited, and we're going to do a little Think Like a Man quiz, and we put together some questions that overall the ladies on Twitter and Ask It Lady Gang ask in general every single week.
It's just basic questions that women want to know about men.
The great myth of men that we'll sit around with our girlfriends and talk for 30 minutes about how long we should wait to text someone back. We want to get to the truth of like what guys are really thinking inside the guy mind. So first, but I want to warm you up with a nice question. What is it like to date Becca Tobin?
It's like dating a man, I think, is the best summary of that.
Are you serious? What do you mean?
Yeah.
She's like a dude. She
farts.
She farts a lot. A lot of bodily movements. No, I mean, it's really good.
This is so funny because
he's like really trying.
Becca,
he's like, think of something.
He's like, screw this up.
What do I say without getting?
Becca's. I've never seen Becca smile so big. She must really like
so
you.
Nervous. He's about to say. This is a really bad idea.
Okay.
You regretting
it? Is there anything else you want to say to Becca before we start the quiz about your, you know, love for her and how great she is? And
just in case you mess up later.
No, she has no filter, so I'm not going to either.
Oh, God. That was like a real challenge.
Oh, God. It was like a duel. Okay. So the first question is, when you're in a relationship, there comes a point where girls stop trying to sort of impress you with their perfectness and they let the realness in, which is like face masks and like sweatpants and period cramps and like
stuffing your face.
Right. Like all of those things. Now, there are certain women that hide that from their men forever. Like, I know have girlfriends that are like, I would never tell my husband I get Botox. Like, there's like, they keep the wall of like perfection up their whole relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us are like that.
Hell no.
Yeah, we don't have energy for that. But is it possible for a guy to see you kind of at your worst and then continue a relationship with you and still think you're hot?
Yeah. I mean, we actually talked about this earlier. I think it depends on each person. I mean, speaking of like passing gas, we were talking earlier to my sister, and both of my sisters have never passed gas in front of their husbands, and they've been married, you know, for a long time.
Yeah.
So for her and I, it's a different story.
Right.
Becca's like, I just farted 2 minutes ago.
So for me, I don't care at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it depends on the guy and the situation, I guess.
Do you think that guys actually care, or do you think it's like girls think that the guys care?
Some guys definitely care.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like those guys.
Some guys do. But I mean, that's also you'll be able to get that vibe from the person. You probably won't do it. I mean, when we first started dating, I would like run out to the balcony and poot, and she'd be like, I just heard that.
True.
You're like, I literally heard that part, and you're bringing
also,
the smell in.
How crazy that he calls it pooting.
Like
a 5-year-old girl.
Also passing gas. He's trying to be very like correct right now.
No, because I always think like, with my husband and I always think, okay, well, you've seen me, like, be so awful. Like, I'm, like,
You know, on my computer, I'm
at a computer with like my face mask on being like, I have so much work to do. Leave me alone. Ah. You know? And then I just wonder if then he goes around and like, I know he's happy to be married to me and loves me, but like, then are you looking at all the other girls on the street or your office and being like, that girl seems so perfect in my eyes because you haven't seen the flaws yet?
No, I think it's the opposite for me. I think it's you sharing, I mean, regardless if it's disgusting or not, you sharing that sort of situation with the person you care about is like says something. Like, I don't think of like, you know, a attractive girl walking down the street and be like, oh, I wonder what it's like for her to like poot in front of me.
That is not something I think about.
Intimacy, yeah, and it's intimacy, it's vulnerability, for sure.
Like, regardless of what it is, I mean, that's exactly what's going on.
Do guys fall in love the way girls do? Like, do you, like, you know, as time goes on, feel more connected and, like, you feel... Like, there's certain guys that feel like our relationship men that want to have a girlfriend, right? Because I think we get this bad rap of guys, like, they just want to have sex and, like, we just have to be hot for them and trick them into liking us. But, like, yeah. I think there are men that, like, want... like a relationship.
I mean,
right?
There are, but there's no set of rules for every situation. There's going to be a different guy and a different girl for every single scenario. I mean, there's plenty of guys that I know that are never going to fall in love, and they're going to be 45 looking for, you know, a stripper at the Cheetah. And there's plenty of guys that fell in love early and are really content with that. Mm-hmm. And then in hindsight, there's the girls that are, you know, the opposite of that. So it's all situational. I don't think there's like a set of rules for each scenario. Like, you need to follow this. And that's why, like, the whole dating process is you figure all that out. Like, figure out how you mesh with that other person.
Speaking of rules, how long should we wait to have sex with a guy? There is a old wives' tale.
Yep.
That women, we will have discussed this for hours with our girlfriends of like, okay, you have to wait
3 days
till you're married. 3 dates, 2 months till your girlfriend boyfriend.
What till is, he says I love you.
Right. Like, what is the actual real
thing?
Well, first of all, hold on. What do you think?
I think it's circumstantial. I mean, I don't believe in waiting very long because you have to sort of know like what you're getting into. Like, you got to test drive that car. That
tramp.
Jack, what do you think?
I slept with my boyfriend the first night that we hung out. So,
whoa.
I think every person is different, and because you sleep with somebody the first date is not going to make them not fall in love with you, mm-hmm. or because you wait 3 months is not going to make them fall in love with you. I think it's different between each person and how...
What does a man think?
Well, I mean, I disagree. It's human nature to want something you can't have, and you want to like really go after something if you're interested in it and you can't get it, then you're going to like focus on it even more.
But does that mean after you get it, then you're not going to want it?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you poot in someone's face while they're going down on you, then yes, probably that is the case the first night.
So this is interesting. So the whole like chase thing is real.
I mean, for me, it is for sure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I mean, even to this day with her and I, we've been together forever, but she still is like a challenge to me. And, you know, I think that is the reason not the reason I'm still in it, but.
Yeah. Like, it goes along with like, not that I held out very long, but I waited to give it all up. Like, it's like you give it up, whether it's sexually, emotionally, whatever. It's like you kind of like chip away at it as opposed to being like, blah, here I am. I want to love you forever. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of girls, it's their instinct when they fall in love to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason that we are still together is because I'm still chipping away. Like, he still has moments of... I challenge him and mm-hmm. vice versa. Mm-hmm. And so we're still like, we're still motivated in the relationship.
And I think that could be it too. It depends on how you act after you actually do that. If you do it on the first night and then you're just totally above and beyond for that person, it's going to push the person away. Mm-hmm. But if you can do it and maintain the level of like coolness and, you know, whatever.
This is so interesting to me. What's the text back rule? So there's a lot of women who, you know, that when they're in a relationship or they think they're in a relationship or they're dating, a guy will not text back for a couple days. And the girl's excuse always on their end, I think we see, is like, he just really likes me and he's like, he doesn't want to come on too strong. He wants to be cool. Is that a real thing or is that a thing girls make up?
I mean, I think that's just everyone just thinking too much about everything. Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you liked a girl and she texts you and she was like, hi, da-da, and you had, like, a little text session, and then she texts you the next morning, like, what are you doing now? Would you just hold out on texting her for 3 days because you really liked her?
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to say because I'm different. I mean, I'm a very blunt and upfront person. And I'm going to, like, tell you exactly how I feel and what's going on. Mm. I mean, would you agree to that?
Yeah. I don't think there's games. Like, I think...
Well, you have to play a certain level of games for sure, but I don't, there's no like, let me wait 2 days before I respond. I mean, that's, I don't know, you're risking, you know, like, so like a negative response from that.
Hypothetically, you or your buddy or somebody goes on a first date with a girl and it was awesome and amazing and he like really likes her. Then when would you text that girl?
If you go on a date, it should be a constant interaction from there on. If it's a situation where you like guys met at a bar and it's like, hey, this is my number. Yeah, I can see. Wait a couple of days.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not seem too, you know, desperate. Yeah, wait to respond. But if you go on a date and you're feeling it with the other person, you need to have constant, like, send a text next morning. Like, yeah, I had a great time with you last night. Or what? Continue that on. If you wait 2 days to respond, it's like this person's going to be like, screw this guy. You know, like,
I'm going to go on my next
Tinder. So if you're sleeping
date
with someone and you feel like you might be sleeping into, like, maybe being boyfriend or girlfriend and you're not hearing from them for 3 to 4 days, this is not a real thing.
Yeah. Drop back and punt. Get out of there.
Okay.
If you have sex with someone and they don't talk to you for 2 days, you need to move on.
Yeah.
That's a good rule.
Until they text you late at night for a booty call.
If they don't text you the next day, I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, it should be obvious what that scenario is.
And I feel like guys are pretty upfront with that kind of shit. Unless it's like a guy that's like, that does play games and like that's his thing. I feel like guys are like, okay, I like this girl, so I'm going to text her. It's not like a girl more, that's like.
Yeah, it's a little more like simple.
Yeah.
They simplify the whole
situation.
So we are in the day and age of the strong, powerful woman. And it has sort of changed the whole men courting women thing on its butt, because now here we are, we have our jobs and we have our power and we have our self-confidence. So what do guys really think about girls that make the first move? Like if you're hanging out and I'm like, that was really fun, I'm Kelty, here's my number, let's go out. Is that like, let me do my job as a man? Is that sexy? Like, is it coming on too strong?
Well, no guy is going to be negative or give negative feedback to a situation like that. Like if a girl comes up and approaches a guy, I don't care if, you know, it's some of your, the guy's completely unattracted and they're going to respond nicely. There's not, I mean, girls can be cutthroat. You go up and walk to a girl and they're like, you know, get lost. But guys are different. Like they're at least going to like entertain the idea for a little bit. And then, you know, you're not going to get shut down right at the gate. So
yeah. Ooh, that's interesting.
It is true. Like I never see guys like be a complete asshole to a girl. That
yeah. Like turn
initiated
their back to a girl or something.
I can pretty much guarantee if a girl walks up to a guy and is like, you know, hey, how's it going? Let me get your number. You're going to get the number. And regardless if you get a text back or not, a guy is like too chicken shit to not do that. I mean, that's just the way it is. Girls are very cutthroat and like, you know, screw you, I'm not giving you my number, or I'm on the phone with my boyfriend pumping gas.
Is it a turn off when a girl does that to you, like, or does it depend how hot she is? I think that that's the answer. I really do. If they're into her, I don't think it matters how
it gets done.
Am I right?
No, I agree completely.
Yeah.
But it's not – so someone that's very confident and knows their stuff and is like, we're going out here. This is what, like, you know, and doesn't – you don't have to court them in that super like damsel in distress way. That's fine, right? Like there's guys that are cool with that.
There are definitely guys that are cool with that. But there are some that would get really freaked out at that too.
Right.
You know? I mean, if the guy is not confident, then he's not going to like someone that's coming up in his grill and it's like, hey, what's your number? You know, I mean,
yeah, they'll be like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, also, you know, that confident girl is not going to mesh well with that person anyway. So,
Okay, last one.
Haul off.
The question we get the most from anyone from ages 15 to finding 55 is the universal language. How do I tell if he likes me?
Oof.
I mean, like one sign?
No, like just like.
If you sleep with him, he'll call you the next day. That's a good one.
Like, talk.
he'll tell you.
Talk to the women of the world. Like, because I think there's a very hard thing when you're a woman and you're dating. Like, does he like me? Is this the guy? Because it's hard. Like, oh, there's so much competition and there's just so many hot babes on Instagram. And so, what would you say to all the women out there just about, like, you know, if a guy likes you, this is how he's going to act around you. And if he doesn't, this is how he's going
to
act around you.
Cut and dry. If he likes you, he's going to be responsive to what you're doing to him. If he doesn't, then he's going to be unresponsive. I mean, that's it. If you're like reaching out to him and texting, and if he's not responding, then he doesn't like you.
He's not trying to play it cool.
He's not trying to play it cool. And you'll like monkey around and get yourself in a situation where you're doing that one nightcap when he's like, oh, you know what? She texted me at 2 a.m. Okay, well, I'm going to go home with her and not text her tomorrow. And that's, you get yourself in a bind with that. If he's responding, wants to go to dinner, all that, then do it. I mean, don't like waste your time texting someone that's not responding. There's thousands of people out there that you'll like find somebody to mesh with.
Yep.
Get out there, text somebody else. Don't like.
You'll go,
go get on Tinder, girlfriend.
Go text somebody else.
Text somebody else. No, but I think, listen, we can say that because girls give that advice all the time. If he's not, you deserve better.
Yeah.
You know, there's other fish
he's
in the sea.
He's not good enough for you, girlfriend.
But it's hard to like actually.
It's nice to hear a guy. It's nice to hear from a guy. That. Yeah.
I think girls like overthink everything, and guys are so simple with that. It's like, if I like you, I'm going to text you. If I like you, I'm going to tell you.
If I like you,
I'm not
see
playing
you.
A crazy game. It's pretty.
I love observing like all of Zach's single friends because it is. It's like watching like animals. You're like, if that dog wants a bone, he's gonna do everything he can to get that bone. Mm-hmm. He's not like, I'm gonna play coy and then I'm gonna look hot at the bar and not talk to that bone. Yeah. And like, it's just, it's so simple. And it like, we forget that.
Yeah.
And I think girls also sometimes really were told the wrong thing. Like, get after it. Get what you want. Go get after it. It's like, maybe not. Like,
because maybe what you're trying to get after doesn't want to
be getting after.
No.
He's trying to get after some other bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
To clarify, my friends are animals, but it wasn't one of the guys wafting a butthole at the strip club. That was not
that was
one of
not
my friends.
One of his friends from the wafting.
That was my favorite story ever.
Oh, God. Really? So good. Okay, well, we're so glad you came.
Thanks for having me.
It's awesome.
I hate how my voice sounds in these headphones.
I still think I sound like
your
the
accent's
dumbest
really
girl.
Cute.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Well, thank
I'll
you.
Text you later. I'm just kidding.
You can.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Okay, so we are going to do some of our own Lady Gang quiz questions that we give to all the celebrities so you can get to know us better and not just our bodily functions.
We don't actually talk about anything.
Okay,
though.
First kiss.
Jack. Am I going first?
Yep.
Okay. I was 16 in Utah on a school like snowboarding trip, and yep. It was a bartender that was like 25 years old.
Wow.
And he had a girlfriend that was staying with him at this hotel that we're staying at.
Gross.
And then after we had our kiss situation.
Was it French kiss?
It was like a little bit.
Okay.
And we're like sitting on like in the little like entryway of like the hotel room, and he goes to leave and he writes his name on the mirror with my lipstick.
Oh.
Not his name, his number. Oh. And then I never texted him.
Did it say Jared from Subway?
I know. I look back, I'm like, that's like 10-year difference. That's disgusting.
So creepy.
That's gross.
Okay.
Becca? Oof.
I was much younger. I think I was 13.
What grade is that?
I think I was in 7th or 8th grade. And I was hanging out at my house, and I was like my boyfriend at the time. But I like knew he was going to try to kiss me, and I really didn't want to. I was so nervous. So I got a box of crackers and just started shoving them in my mouth. So my first kiss, I actually had crackers all up in my mouth.
It was probably so dry.
He tongue thrust the shit out of me.
The crackers just start flying out.
It was disgusting.
Cool.
It was gross.
Kelsey?
I am like early riser. My first kiss was in 5th grade.
Jeez.
Ew. I know. So young,
was
right?
Was it your uncle?
No. There's a guy
Subway
named
again?
Jared Allen.
Oh. Jared from Subway.
He had the Leonardo DiCaprio bowl cut. Remember that? Before Bieber had it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a weird thing. I learned how to French kiss because we used to go out to the woods behind at recess, and there was this girl named Shauna and this guy named Roger that were in my class, and they were the first people in our whole school, like in our class, that French kissed. And so then we would like stand in a circle around them and they would French kiss, and we could see their little tongues like poking
Ew.
In their cheeks. It was so weird.
Ugh.
Anyway, so
Canada.
Like,
no, that happened. Ugh.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Kids should not be able to kiss.
No, anyway, so Jared, we used to go on skate dates. And
that's Canadian.
Jared, because I lived right next to the skating rink. And Jared, after my skate date, I don't know where my parents were, but anyway, he came in like the little back landing of my house, and he was like, okay, good night. And he like went to hug me, and then like, boom, crash.
Wait, did he stick his tongue in your mouth?
Yeah, but he was like 4 feet tall. I don't know. I really liked him. He didn't go to my school.
Wait, he was 4 feet tall? You were probably also 4 feet tall.
No, I just remember him being really tiny.
Oh, well, you're in 5th grade.
But he was like, he had those, remember like in the 90s when all the boys had like their belts and then all the jeans were like really
wide.
Oh, yeah.
JNCOs.
Like the skater jeans.
Yeah. Or the Dickies.
Yeah, those. Yeah, you had the skater jeans. So hot.
Wait, JNCOs.
JNCOs, yeah.
Okay, next thing. What is the most ridiculous thing in your purse? Should we open our purses?
All right. I feel like Jack's going to have the best.
Jack, what's yours?
Lubricant.
Lubricants? I have so many just rogue tampons.
Just a rogue tampon. Me too.
Wait a second. No. Look how many rogue tampons I have.
Oh, my 29. God.
Wait, you guys, I found mine. Guess what I have in here?
What?
What?
Oh, my God. This is so awesome.
A vibrator?
I have a neck genie.
That's a vibrator.
No.
That looks like a fun vibrator.
I bought this on Amazon because it's supposed to take away my double chin. And so you put it like this. And then you put it on your chin. And then you do
Oh, my God.
Oh, maybe I need that because my boyfriend told
chin curl-ups.
That I have a double chin.
What do you think?
I have a double chin, too.
Okay, that's what do you got?
Horrifying.
Okay, so I have all those tampons, and then I have a rock, one rock, and then this is some herbs from New Orleans that's supposed to attract love that I put in there.
Oh, and it
last
worked.
Last year, and it worked.
Okay,
got it. A year. Let's see.
It's in my little pocket.
I don't know.
She's like, I just have money.
So much money.
$100 bills.
I have digestive enzymes that my holistic doctor gave me.
Ooh, that's good.
That's probably... Oh, I also have the sheriff's department business card. Because I guess if I show this and I get pulled over, it's like an automatic out-of-jail-free card.
Ooh.
I legitimately have an out-of-jail-free card.
Wait, I want to copy that.
That's amazing.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So there you go.
Finish this sentence. I wish I could be more...
I'm going to say sensitive.
Hmm.
Or horny.
Fist bump. Jack, I wish I could be more...
I wish I could sleep more.
Oh.
I have the worst sleeping problems.
Except with your new Casper, you said you were improving.
I know, but they're still there.
Okay. I wish I could be more, like, gracious. Like, I wish I had more gratitude. I take everything for granted.
I think we all do.
Okay. Last thing. Deal breaker. What's your one big deal breaker?
Stinky breath.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, or just like really bad BO in general is pretty bad.
Small penis.
Mm. Small penis, obviously.
Love of guns for me. I had
Donald Trump supporter.
A love of guns?
Yeah. I had like a guy take me to the shooting range on a first date
that
and I was
amazing.
Like,
yeah, that sounds fun.
I can't. I don't like guns or violence. Like even during like movies where there's violence, I have to cover my eyes. I just like have a very like adhesion to it.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I would say short guys.
Okay.
Oh God, Jack, I hate that answer so much.
It is the truth.
It's the dumbest answer.
It's not that dumb.
You're gonna have a short child.
No, I'm not. My boyfriend's 6'7".
You might, because the universe is cruel like that.
Yeah.
Karma.
That would be so
it's
weird.
Coming.
It's coming.
Okay, if you guys want to check out more of the Lady Gang questionnaires, you can go on our Instagram at the Lady Gang where we post all of our guests' answers to these very questions. And coming up, Jack's going to take us on a magical, mystical ride of some amazing Ask the Lady Gang questions, and we have some from boys, and these are the best Ask the Lady questions we've ever had.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Oh, yeah. I just Snapchatted Kelty using her
neck genie.
Okay. Before we start, if you guys want 20% off of jackvanek.com,
we do!
Use code LADYGANG. It doesn't work on sale items. I just figured that out. Sorry. So, let's start this. Are you going to help us with these questions?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. So, you guys, we went through all of our questions, and we found two from boys.
Boy questions!
And I think that's pretty exciting. So, first question is from Oscar Gracie. And he says, subject, I don't know my boyfriend's name.
Shut up.
He goes, I've been seeing this guy casually for 4 months. He's really cute, but classifies himself as straight, which is problematic. He's also a bad skater boy, but super polite and charming. It gets worse. I forgot his name the night we met and still haven't been able to figure it out. I haven't been able to find him on social media, and his contact in my phone is skater boy. What should I do?
Oscar. Come on.
Start by asking his name.
No, it's been too long.
You guys, this is like a Seinfeld episode where Jerry couldn't remember his girlfriend's name.
Yeah, but like, When he takes his pants off in your house, go through his wallet. Look at an ID.
Introduce
right?
him to someone.
Yeah, introduce him to someone.
Hey, this is my friend Candace. If, this is
yeah,
Skater Boy.
But if he's closeted, they're probably not going out in public.
Oh, that's true.
They're
exactly.
real shady.
They're probably just hiding. I just think this maybe isn't the person for you. Yeah.
I think probably that, not your future.
You know,
husband.
Listen, being a married woman, I've learned that communication really is key, and I feel like you're missing a key element. But
you should have like a guessing game to guess his name.
I bet his name is like.
I bet it's
Ron.
Wait, we should guess. I'm going to say Ryan.
Or I think you tell him, and then it's the greatest moment of your relationship.
I mean, that.
Or you take him to Color Me Mine. And you do, like, that fun date where you paint the
what
pottery crafts.
What gay man is going to go be seen at Color Me Mine with another man?
And you do, like, a nice cookie jar, and then you all sign your names on the bottom. And then 3 days later, when you have to pick up the pottery you painted, be like, no, I'll get the pottery. And then underneath the cookie jar will be his name.
I'm trying to think of other ways you can figure out his name. Like ordering.
Go to Starbucks yes. and have him order.
That never works. Yes.
That's true.
They'll write the wrong name down.
My name is John. Like,
John.
Steve?
Keith? Yeah.
Okay, Oscar, you're screwed. We have no answer for that.
But I love that. Good subject. I don't know my boyfriend's name. Okay. Next is from Mr. Man, our second and only boy question. He says, I listen every week. I love the show. But as probably the only male listener, wrong, there's two.
Wrong.
I would like to know, what's the greatest thing a guy has ever done for you? Also, how can I get a date with Kelsey?
Ooh, you picked these questions, you idiot.
I didn't pick them. Jack picked them.
She didn't see that one.
Wait, what's the question?
What's the greatest thing a guy has ever done for you?
She blacked out when she heard you.
Someone wanted to date me, and I was like, let me wait 3 days so I can text back. The greatest thing any guy has ever done for me? Ooh. Man, I've had some really good ones. Well, what have you guys had? I know mine. I know mine. Sorry. Hands down, easy breezy. At our wedding, my husband and I, I had like planned the whole wedding and was chilling. And there was this song, we always listen to records, and there was a song called Sunshine. And it was like this very beautiful, romantic, thing. And he at like 10 o'clock at night at the wedding, he like pulled out this chair and he made me sit in it, and then he learned the song on guitar and sang it to me. Aww. As a surprise. And he was like he's like a good bass, like a guitar player, but like not super great singer, like just like a backup singer. And you could tell he was so nervous because he's like, you're my baby doll. Aww. You're so, and the chorus of the song was like, I don't know. It's all about being beautiful. I felt nice.
It's adorable.
It's romantic.
Mine was probably when I had dengue fever and Zach flew back and forth from Atlanta at least 3 times.
Like, wow.
Literally back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to go to the doctor with me. Because, you know, being sick makes you super depressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, it was just, like, so nice. Like, the nicest thing ever.
It was much nicer than going to Tulum for the birthday to give you dingy finger.
I mean, yes, he planned a beautiful 30th birthday for me, but, like, he benefited from that, too.
Right.
It's, like, one of those selfish things. Like,
yeah.
He didn't want to get on a plane, like, every 3 days and spend the money and, like, look at me looking like I was just knocking on death's door.
Cheekbones.
Yeah, that's no fun. No sex or anything.
Jack?
Well, every guy that I've dated before my boyfriend was a total dick, so... my boyfriend lives in San Jose, and he is constantly traveling up and down here to see me. Like, for Valentine's Day, he came for 12 hours.
Wow.
And made the drive of, like, 5.5 hours just so he could spend it with me.
I love boys. I love that boys wrote in. How great is that?
I know. We have two boy listeners.
And we had a boy on the show today.
So many
so
boys.
Much testosterone.
It's basically a man show.
It was the man gang show.
I'm just so used to being the only man on this show.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed the show. It was really fun. And if you did enjoy it, please go to iTunes and subscribe. And also follow us at The Lady Gang on Twitter and Instagram. And also go to theladygang.com and sign up for our newsletter, because every Tuesday you'll get a lot of fun. And go to iTunes, leave us a review, subscribe. And we will see you next Tuesday. Don't wait 3 days to text us. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save